It's 40 degrees at 7:06. Good morning. I'm Eric Hodge. This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. A second man arrested in connection with a ride mishap at the state fair is due in court today. 32-year-old Joshua Macaroni turned himself into police yesterday. The Wake County Sheriff's Department had issued warrants for Macaroni's arrest the day before. Macaroni's family business is listed as the owner of the ride that injured five people at the state fair last month. Three people are still in the hospital. State public school officials say overall student performance on standardized tests took a sharp dive last year. Just 48% of students scored proficient. That's a decline of 33 percentage points from the previous year. But officials say the drop is because of new tests and higher standards. Rebecca Garland is chief academic officer at the Department of Public Instruction. She says there have been similar results with previous curriculum changes.
I can remember very well. All of a sudden, there was a requirement that everybody in the state, in order to graduate from high school, had to pass Algebra 1. Well, Algebra 1 today is simply what our students are learning for the most part in middle school. And our students now are able to go on and do discrete mathematics and BC calculus. So as you continue to raise standards, children will rise to the expectation.
This is the first round of scores associated with the new Common Core standards for English and math. North Carolina's longest-serving Republican U.S. House member has decided against running again. Capitol Bureau Chief Jessica Jones reports.
Representative Howard Coble says his back problems and skin cancer have made him change his mind about running for re-election. Coble told constituents and reporters at Guilford County's Republican headquarters yesterday that he plans to finish out his term in Washington. But he said his physical condition is the only thing they should worry about, as recorded on WXII-TV.
I still have the energy and interest to discharge congressional duties, but back and skin cancer are troublesome. Now, some of you may disagree with this. Mentally and emotionally, I am stable and reliable.
The veteran congressman is well known for his charisma and his devotion to constituent services. He's an old-school Republican who's a reliable conservative, but one who also values civility and reaching across the aisle. At least two candidates are already vying for Coble's seat. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Officials in the State Department of Health and Human Services say they want to find ways to reduce the number of people with behavioral disorders who end up in the emergency room. The department said yesterday it's creating a group of health experts and patient advocates called the Crisis Solutions Coalition. The group's goal is to come up with recommendations for improving mental health and substance abuse treatment at the community level. Division of Mental Health Director Dave Richards says there are examples of systems that work in North Carolina, like Wake County's EMS policy.
Rather than bringing somebody to the emergency department, they have trained paramedics to bring folks elsewhere if that's an appropriate setting. But we need to look at that across the state to try to replicate that in other areas and create the right financial incentives. There are many items like that that we are currently exploring that we're working immediately to try to put in place.
There are about 150,000 ER visits a year that involve people with psychiatric or substance abuse disorders. Richard says about 13% of those are readmitted within 30 days. Sunny, breezy, and cooler today. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.